How to shrink a head.
I woke up this morning and thought that I might like to go to a psychoanalyst. I wonder about what's going on in my head that only free expression of my thoughts can reveal. I wonder about why I should exist in this world and not another. But psychoanalysis isn't covered by healthcare. And so, instead, my worries cause tension in my shoulders.
Step 1. Make sure you cut off the head as close to the shoulders as possible.
So I try meditation. With eyes closed and mouth silent, perhaps I can talk to the analyst within me.
Step 2. Make a vertical slit at the back of the skull, peel off the skin, and so shut the eyes, lips, and back of the neck.
But I have little patience, and I get distracted easily. I try to follow the advice of Blaise Pascal and wonder at how, in relation to the vast, infinite universe, I am smaller than the smallest imaginable tick, on the back of the smallest imaginable tick.
Step 3. Soak it in a pot of hot chichipee plant juice for about 2 hours, or until the size is reduced about 2/3.
Still, David Hume pointed out long ago that even the philosopher, after recognizing the multitude of uncertainties in reality, must live in the real world, causing my head to heat up.
Step 4. To dry, place hot rocks in the head, while smoothing the face with a small stone to preserve its natural proportions.
Then, only sleep calms my soul, suffusing it with the gentle caress of my dreams' cooling fog.
Step 5. If blackening of the head is desired, suspend it in the smoke of a fire all night.
And I wake up refreshed. I shower and with the rising of the new day, cleanse myself of my worries of yesterday.
Step 6. To polish, wash the hair and rub the skin with a cloth.
Until I consider life again, and question why I should exist in this world and not another.
The trophy is now complete. The process takes about 20 hours.